Hevza. Zeh nishmas ha'vimori yavu b'tzofecha, zeh nishmas d'aliyah v'sheinu v'asu yishuv ha'olam. This week's parsha is parsha's Kisisa, Shabbos parsha's Parah. And the Torah tells us, Vayom Hashem al Moshe leimor, v'ata tadaber al b'nei Yisrael leimor, ach eshapsosai tishmaru. So says Rashi. To you, redufim uzrizim bizrizis hamalachas Shabbos al titchem mipaneha. So it's Shabbos. So even though melechas mishkan is very important, we have to be zoris in the melechas mishkan, but we can't do the melechas mishkan on Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns. Ach is a miyut, and we shouldn't do the melechas mishkan on Shabbos. Now the Ramban has a kasha on this. You take a look in the Ramban on page 6 and 7. He says like this. Look at the Ramban on page 6. Avol pisha to you, redufim bezrisis hamalacha. Al titcha Shabbos poneh. Kol achim v'rakim miyutim. V'mayit Shabbos melechas hamishkan. Moshe Rashi. Says Ramban, v'lo niskaven etzli. He doesn't like this chat in the Rashi. That ach means to tell me that you don't do the melechas hamishkan on Shabbos. Ki yifi midrash rabosein v'achim v'rakim yimayit b'shmiris ha-Shabbos. That achat shabsosai shouldn't mean that we're not allowed to do Shabbos. Because ach means there's a miut in Shabbos. The ach is by Shabbos. So therefore that means that there's something in Shabbos that is not going to apply. Here we're saying that Shabbos is even stronger than you thought it was. That there's no melechas mishkan. That's not a miut in Shabbos. That's a miut in the mishkan. But here the ach, the miut, isn't Shabbos. So you should learn out from here that something that normally would be usher now is mutter on Shabbos. With mimayit in Shabbos. And here you say fakert, you're not being mimayit in Shabbos. And the miyat of ach is in Shabbos. So he says, achim v'amiyat hazeh l'milo l'pikuach nefesh, says the Ramban. Because those are things that normally should be usher to do because they're malachas, but there's a heter on Shabbos, and that's the ach, not the ach of the melechas hamishkan. It's the ach of not of being able to do milo on Shabbos, milo bezmano, pikuach nefesh, the docha Shabbos, because the ach is a miut, and it's said by Shabbos, so it's a miut in Shabbos that we lessen the chumras of Shabbos for these things. That's what the Ramban tainis against Rashi. So what's the pshat? Look in the Shemi Shmuel here, page 11. He quotes Rashi, and then he quotes the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban's Kasha that we just said. So what's the answer? What's pshat in the that there's no melechas hamishka on Shabbos? He says, "V'nira ine das Rashi l'kamon medrash Rabba." We know the Rashi shita is shemaisa egel kodem tzivuye melechas hamishkan. Right, the egel was first because Pasha says you'd say they did the egel, and then they needed kapara, so then they had the tzivuye the melechas hamishkan. Afilu divrei azoyar that the mishkan was first. Hashem knew they were going to make the eagle. So, okay, hikdim refu alamaka. So, therefore, he already was mitzava on the Mishkan, so it's like he's makdim refu alamaka. Okay, but either case, we still have to understand what's this idea that we mamayit the Mishkan from Shabbos. Why is that? Fakir, if it says ach by Shabbos, if anything would be, it should be in Shabbos. So the Ramban says, "Taka, the beats in Shabbos for able to do meal on Shabbos." Okay, so what is the pshat here? So the Shem Shmuel, I'll show you where to pick up. So it says like this. Take a look on the second column, page 11. Second column, third last line, the Hine. It's the last word on the line, line three. The second column on the left side, the last word on the line is the Hine. Hine azichuva birunase. The concept of the Mishkan being metayer. See, when you come into the Mishkan and you come into the Mikdash, you're overwhelmed by the Kedusha. So it humbles a person. It humbles a person. You see the greatness, the Kedusha of Hashem, and then you think about yourself, it's humbling. He says, and then you become humble, and that hopefully will cause you to do tshuva.
No.
Page 11, yeah. In the left column, third line, last word on the line is Vihine. Vihine hazichuch, you got it? Yeah, come. The third, page 11. In other words, the opposite of the gaiva. This people say, I'm the king. So that's one way of cleansing oneself. That is through the Mishkan. Is going to the Mishkan, seeing the godless of Hashem, and that causes the humbleness of the man. So says the Shem Yishmuel, first word on the line is Lidei, Vihinei. Skip a little bit. Kol ha'avoda hazos, he, first word on the line is he, rak b'sheshish yimei habreshus, hamaisa. That type of avodas Hashem, in other words, to lower oneself, and to be machnia, and to feel so low compared to Hashem, that's the avodas Hashem during the weekdays. He says on Shabbos, it's a different avoda. Avod b'yom Shabbos ein hayomin mekareves al yedei small docha. In other words, the shivron ruach vismarus rakakol he al yedei ava v'rotzon milmala lamata umata lamala. In other words, this is what the halach of the Mishkan is shiflus ha'odam. Person is humbled compared to the greatness of Hashem. Shabbos is the opposite. Man is lifted up to Hashem. His Ava V'Rotzon. is talking to Shabbos. The Kaddish is Karvel Hashem Yisbarach. Ali the Ava Veratzim. Zeu Yirichon in Nafshin. Ki Ruach Huloshin Ratzim. He says, Af Aksin Betelu Vishvisin, Hainus Eina Dechel Karvel Hashem Yisbarach, Hainus Eina Dechel Karvel Hashem Yisbarach, Hainus Eina Dechel Karvel Hashem Yisbarach, Hainus Eina doors are opening. So during the week, it's, you know, the small docha. It's to, during the week, the avoda is that avoda of the Mishkan of being mashpil game. And therefore, to get rid of the bad. But Shabbos is not that. Shabbos is all about infusing in us a tremendous ava towards Hashem, a tremendous ratzon towards Hashem, and lifting us up towards Hashem, so to speak, not lowering us down. So he says the two different avodas. It's not just pshat, the Mishkan is malacha. Mishkan is not shaykh to Shabbos, the binyan ha-Mishkan, because it's a totally different type of avodas Hashem. It is the avodas Hashem of being mashpil geim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his greatness, and that humbles everybody. Or the other way is HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses in us a desire for avodah v'ratzon. And that lifts us up towards Hashem. So therefore, it's not only a question of malacha on Shabbos with the Mishkan. So Pshat Rashi is ach. There's no that Shabbos. I chora ach should mean that there is ach is a meat in Shabbos. So that should mean that's Ramban's kasha. It's a meat in Shabbos. So that means that dafka you should be able to. To build on Shabbos. No, but he's saying what it means is Ach, that Ach is excluded for Shabbos, means that the whole Avodas Hashem of the Mishkan is a different Avoda than Shabbos. Because the Mishkan is the Avodas Hashem through Shivra and Halev, through coming to humble us. And Shabbos is all about Ava V'Ratzon, is lifting us up. They're both trying to bring us near Hashem, but with different avenues. One is an avenue of Ava V'Ratzon. So Ach is Mamayit Shabbos. That's Pshat Rashi. That the Shabbos is not Shaykh to that type of Avoda. So not so much about question whether it's Mutter to do or not. Taka from Ach, it should be Mutter to do because it's Mamayit Shabbos from Lechas HaMishkan. But no, because Mamayit Shabbos is Mishkan from Shabbos because it's saying that the Avodas Hashem of the Mishkan is not an Avoda, not Mevekus of the Malacha per se. But it's because it's not this man of mashpil game; it's this man of Ava V'Ratzon. And then he continues the Shem Yishmuel. Ufiya Omer Novi Lahavin, famous Yerushalmi. We have the Yerushalmi here; you can take a look on page 8, Yerushalmi and Megillah. Leiv Yishem Rav Chama, B'dinu Shetakti Machodesh Latar. They're really. We should read the Shabbos of Achodesh Azelachem before Parah. Because really, Be'echad Menisan Hukam HaMishkan, so that's Achodesh. V'sheini Nisrafa HaParah. And the Parah was burnt, the Parah Dum on the 2nd of Nisan. So what's the Pshat? But Elowat, so why do we do Parah, have Shabbos Parah first? So the Yerushalmi says, "She tarosan shel kol Yisrael." It's the tar of kol Yisrael that takes precedence. But the Shem Yishmuel wants to say deeper here. Take a look on page 11. Ufiha amur navi l'havin divrei Yerushalmi. B'din hu shetaktim. Israel, even Mashagosu Hazah B'Shabbos. In other words, you can't be Mazah on Shabbos. Because by the Paradumah, you take the different things that grow from the ground. You dip it in the Mayim Chaim and you spritz, right? So you don't do that on Shabbos. Why? Because we don't think about this. But you know, just like we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, Shem Yaviranu Dalet Amos. So we don't do Hazal on Shabbos either. When you do Divrei Zohar Kodesh HaTalmud Yusar Al Pi HaSod. See, the Zohar says that you know, whenever we have a reason in Hazal for something, that doesn't mean it's the only reason. It's one of the reasons. Tema Ma'at Mikol Amir, Hashem Ma'atim Atzmachem, Zeh Yisod Shoshim Shod Yisrael. Right, when Hashem gives them Shefa Bracha, that causes us to be humble. Like the verse says in Shabbos, when during Matan Torah, Chazu Yisrael Acharem, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shneim Osam Bil. Whereas every time they get the Torah, every Dibur, they went back 12 mil. Because every Dibur, they saw the Godless of Hashem, and it, and therefore they felt so remote from him. So they, so to speak, moved back 12 mil, so that they put not near Hashem. This is so much overwhelming. So he says like this, Ke'en zeh hu inyan eifer ha-parah, alamayim chayim. Eifer parah. In other words, we said, why don't we do the Paraduma on Shabbos? So Chazal say, because it's the Gzeir Derab, that you're going to come to ask somebody how to spritz the thing. So you're going to come to carry the Eitz Ezo, you know, to a Baki. But he says, that's one level of interpretation. But as the Zohar says, there are other levels of interpretation. Just like we said now, the Mishkan is not on Shabbos. So the simple pshat is because the Mishkan has malacha. These malachas weren't mutter. So the Shem Shmuel says no. That's one interpretation. But there's a deeper interpretation because the malachas, the avodas Hashem of the Mishkan is a hachnodik thing, and Shabbos is avav ratzon is bringing us up. So he says the same thing by Eifer Parah that we don't do on Shabbos. Because what's Eifer Parah? Eifer Parah is taking the Eifer, making something into Eifer. So that's the biggest hachna. That's the biggest hachna. Taking something and then burning it into Eifer. So that's Mashkil Geim. But continuing on page 12 on the top left, Shabbos, it's avavaratzon, it's not the hachna. Shehem anpin chaditim, we have new doors, new vistas. Loi de bitul miyut shvius alev. Raki inyan ancient emma yigba libo b'darchei Hashem. That we have pride that we're of the Hashem. We'll lift it up on Shabbos. So therefore, Eifer Parah is not shaykh to Shabbos. Eifer Parah is not shaykh to Shabbos. So therefore, they weren't gozer. Therefore, they were gozer. They were gozer that you can't do hazah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, because it's Gzeir Derabah. But he says, Gzeir Derabah is not the only. That's only one interpretation. But there's a machshavadikah interpretation. Just like he said, that the Mishkan is not shaykh to Shabbos. Because Mishkan is Mashmil Geim. Shabbos is bringing people up. Magbiya Shvalim. And the same thing. Shabbos is Avav Ratzon. It's not about Hachna. It's a positive thing of Avav. It's lifting us up. Ayikba Lipo B'darchei Hashem. And Eifer Parah is all about making somebody into the ashes. So conceptually, they're two different ideas. And he says that Pesach, and he continues, he says, Pesach hu loshon diluk, right, Pesach. That, right, they skipped over. So that's the opposite of bitul, lachna. Why Mishum Shaded Nikra B'Toras Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach? That's why Pesach is called what? Mimachar Shabbos. Because Pesach is the same idea. That there's two ways to be service Hashem. One's to be Machmiah and feel like you're nothing compared to Hashem, that brings you to Hashem. And the other one is the Avav Ratzon. And Shabbos is the Avodah of Avav Ratzon. It's getting us high. Vayik Balibo. And Mishkan is about Mashpil Geyim. And Eifa Paradum is about Mashpil Geyim. And what's Pesach about? Pesach is Shabbos. Asher Pesach. And that's what it says in Yerushalmi. B'din shetakti machoydish lepara. Ki ha-Pesach einim ba odi inim para. Ragnar shu tarosu shal Yisrael. She sold the source of Yisrael mishum shehim mimat ma'atzma. Asher Pesach is vayim vav lip in your para. Im zochem l'may l'vata ma'atzma. So he says that para is about the bittul. Okay, Pesach ain't a ball in the Indian part of the canal. Rabbi Pesach Tarasa to Yisrael. She showed the stories of Yisrael and Mishup Shem Matim Atzma. Now she Pesach was trying to learn it. So these are different ideas. And then there's another piece in the Shem Yishmuel that discusses the Medrash Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and the idea is we need both. We need the two ways of this carver, so that's why I titled it. Achshav Sosa Kishmur Musa Shabbos Upara Aduma Derachim Shonim L'Kir Vaselokim. One way to get close to God is to realize that he, how great he is, and we're nothing compared to him. And we're reliant upon him. That brings the closest. And the other one is just we're jumping at him. We Ava Verotzen. We want to get close. That's a different approach to Kivra Selokim. And therefore, the days that are Mashpil Geyim, those days of Hachna, are not compatible with Shabbos. So we don't have Eifer Parah about Shabbos. Not only because Gezeirah D'Rab, and we also don't have Mishkan on Shabbos, not only because of the Melacha. And then he says over, and another thing in Paradud, the Shem Shmuel, is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, page 13, the Medrash, Hashem said to Moshe, "Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Amor lo to Moshe v'tarasu." We said about Tumas Mace. So if a person becomes Tame, how does he get Tara? So Hashem didn't answer him. Lo Hishivo. And Moshe was very confused. And then eventually when they got to Paraduma, Hashem said, "This is the way." So what's the shot of this medrash? He didn't tell him right away. He told him later. So the Shem Yishmuel on page 16 and 17. He says, "Well, I don't understand. They already knew about Paraduma in Mara. So what is the shot that he didn't tell him to now, but they did know about it?" So he says, Paradum is Hippok, we call out Karbanos. Shebekulam divcharm le gavoa. See, other Karbanos, they raised to Shemaim on the Mizbeach. But Paraduma is Nisraf, Nichla Bachutz. Korban normally is Ratzon Shuka. It's putting him on the Mizbeach to give him a Ratzon to Kirvas Elokim. But Eifer Parah is the opposite, is to be mashpil, as we said before. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that, you know, a kohen is going to be tamei, so he's going to need efer para. So what is that going to do to him? It's going to, a kohen has to be besimcha, he writes. A kohen has to have an av of rachel besimcha. You need the Koch Shel Zohar, page 16, the left column, Zohar Kodesh. He says, we need the Chedvasa de Shmaitza. You need Yetzirah to give us the Chedvasa de Shmaitza, to get excited about learning. But Afer is deadly. Nothing grows in ashes. So how's that going to be Matar? So that's what Moshe didn't understand. No knew about Paraduba because he knew from Mara already. So what he was asking is, but how's this going to work? How's this going to work? Especially for a kohen, how's this going to work? So Hashem answers him now, it's going to work because the Efer Para works together with Mayim Chayim. It's not the Efer Para alone. It's together with the Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim, the fresh water that's flowing. He says, Atara, page 17, he reads out of Mayim Chayim. Katie Tara Gamavor Kohen. So he says, I understand, Kohen has to be Labedik. He has to be Avodas Hashem. And the Rav Salvechik always speaks about the Kohen was the Yerub Mishmatech Yaakov, they were the teachers. So that's what Moshe couldn't understand. I understand it's Paraduba, but you burn it. I understand that from Mara, but how could that be a way of being retired for a client who needs to be, who needs his Oris, his Chedva de Shmaitzi, he's the Rebbe. So now Hashem tells him, no, it's not about the Efer alone. It's about the Efer being put in this fresh water, the spring water. That's the Tara for the client. I mean, it's the Tara for everyone, but that's the Tara that especially is needed for the client. So these are different ways of Mosai, of Avodas Hashem, and he speaks about Karan Or Pnei Moshe on page 21. You there? Chazal on page 21 on the left. Kira or part of Orachos Biziva Shchina. He says Shabbos, you have a different or part. Your face is not the same during the week as in the Shabbos, because the whole week you're preparing for Shabbos. You're moiser kol inyani gufo avo yom haShabbos. Hashlich, Hayam Vzet, Nasan, Uskashagiyam Shabbos, Meyam Shabbos, Alpanov, Kiponov, Nasum, Mara, Multesh. You have an or punim. And that's like what we said before, because Shabbos is not about being lowering a person. Moshe Rabbeinu had the or punim when he was in the Shechina. He had the or punim, right? He had the Masvet. Right? Rabbi Reichman spoke about, I think last year, about the masks. That was the first Shabbos last year when they closed. Parshas Yisisa. And that's the Shevi Shmuel's idea. The Shabbos is about being close to the Shechina, not through Bittel, but through Ava Verotzon. It brings a shine. But the Medrash says that the shine of the countenance of a person during the week is not the same as Shabbos. The Shabbos were glowing, as Moshe was glowing with the Shechina. Shabbos is the glowing. That's why it's not the Mishkan is not Shaykh to Shabbos. The Paradum is not Shaykh to Shabbos, because those things are more bitter. Which there's room for that also, because we can't get carried away. We need another. But these are the two drachim in Avodas Hashem, and there's a place for each of them in each situation. But Shabbos is a different avoda. It's not the avoda of the Mishkan. It's not the avoda of Paraduma. So even though could be, Chazal give us different reasons, you know, about Malachas Mishkan and about the Zera the Rabbah, that's one level of interpretation. But there are other ideas why Shabbos and the Mishkan and why Shabbos and Paraduma are mutually exclusive. So Bez Hashem, we should, as we go now into Parshas Para, Parshas Kisisa, and Achas Shabsosai Tishmoru, and to understand with my Shabbos, the Rabban's Kashas, that means that there should be a voda of the Mishkan of Shabbos in my Shabbos. So the Shem Shmuel says, no, it's not so much about my Shabbos and the Kvachets. They're conceptually very different. And Bez Hashem, we need both. You have to have the right balance. Of the Avav Ratzon, and the Yanova, you know, not to be a Baal Gaiva, and put the right mix together. And when we put the right mix together, we'll have a healthy Avodah Shashem. And as Hashem, we'll be able to serve, we'll be able to magia the Kivras Elokim through both ways, through the Mitzvah Shabbos and the Mitzvah of Korah Abdul, the Avav Ratzon and the Bitova Hachnor, each one in its proper time and place. That's Hashem. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. I'm Yosef Katan, Avi Arbisfeld, good to see you. And Rav Gross, we welcome William Gross, our first time on the Zoom. He's always welcome to come. Welcome on the Zoom. And Rav Ezra Hess, and Rav Ram Levitt, Ilan Sasson, and Ezra Hagler, and Rav Daniel Albert, and Moshe Carroll, and Katan, and Daniel Albert. And Ezra Hagler, Ari Aaron, and as I said, Nathan Bauer, and Kenny Brook, and Jacob Silviger, and Ari Mendel Bloom, and Yehuda Shitrus, and Victor Felder, and Harav, Eric Goldstein Shlita, and Ezra Katan, did I leave anyone out? And Rabbi Sokol, so good to see you, Shibi Sokol. Okay, we wish you all good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.